seem to get me smiling. Ooh, no matter what you do, be the Taylor Swift, Marilyn Manson, you're the kind of friend worth having. When I'm feeling down, you're the one I call, and it's problem solved. Yeah, it's problem solved. Ooh.
So I like, I thought it was like a baseball tee, but I was going to say I like your shirt, but it's not really that.
A cardigan.
I still like it.
Yeah. I've just succumbed to the fact that cardigans are my wardrobe.
I know. They're so nice. I bought yesterday, just I bought a black one and a cream one that I love. It's really long. They were on extra double special sale at Anthropology.
Well, you had to buy it then.
I didn't have a choice.
So I'm envisioning like feathers hanging off of it and like big pom-poms.
No, I don't. No, I don't. I don't do that. Those Anthropology items. These are just completely plain. Super cute because the hem is on the outside. You know, like it's sewn backwards.
So it's inside out.
It's that. Yeah, it's got that. Those type of like detailings, which I think are cool. And all of a sudden I'm realizing you don't. It's fine. Where are you sitting? Because I love the swoop of the roof.
This is my closet, actually. This is where Gavin had his crib for so long. And now I have turned it into like my little, well, I'm supposed to write here, but I haven't written anything since I've moved it. But look at this cute picture.
I mean,
this,
it's adorable. Like, where'd you get that picture?
The thrift store.
My mom is all about buying pictures at the thrift store lately. You can find some really cool stuff.
I know. I really love it. I got two of them, huge ones. They said $24.99 on each one. And I was like ready to pay $50 for both of these. And I get up to the front and the guy's like, oh, two for $4.99. I paid $5 for both of them. And I'm having this internal crisis. Like, do I correct him? Is that like the Christian thing to do? What would Jesus do? And I'm like, well, he works here. These are his stickers, you know.
Two for $4.99. Was he wrong?
I don't know. I've evaluated the sticker. I've thrown it away at this point. The two was bigger than the $4.99, but not as small as the $9.99, but bigger than the four.
We need a font analysis.
I had some very upset Instagram followers feeling like I did the wrong thing. I did the dishonest thing. What would you say?
Okay, well, the other day I was at Target and I had to return something that I got and it had been on clearance, but he gave me the price. He didn't ring up the clearance tag, but it was right by the other tag.
Right. His fault, man.
And then I was like, and then I thought, I mean, I think Target's doing okay.
I think they're doing okay. And it's like a gift from the Lord. Like when you go to McDonald's and you order a grilled chicken sandwich and they give you crispy, those calories don't count. You know?
Yes. Yes.
So it's like that.
So we're just in some gray ethical areas and we're enjoying it.
We didn't say this was like the ethical podcast.
No.
I'll just do a big donation to that thrift store next time.
Don't we all, we give them their actual products.
I should get free items from the thrift store.
There should be some. I can't believe how expensive stuff is at the Goodwill, to be honest.
I know.
So I think two for $4.99, that's great. And it's a good story.
I know. I think so, too.
Okay, so are you ready? Oh, my gosh. I saw that you put me in the acknowledgments of your book. What? This book has been a treasure.
Aw, are you all the way to the acknowledgments or did you skip ahead?
I skipped ahead. Are you kidding me?
You're like, I hope my name is in here.
Well, you said it's your favorite part of the book and you hope that people read it. So I was like, oh, so she probably didn't just, it's not just like a paragraph full of names.
Right.
So I wanted to investigate.
Since I've written a book, that's the first place I read now. Because I love to see all the people, you know, who they think. I'm terrified I forgot somebody.
And you said that.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did say that in print, didn't I?
You said it in print.
I told them that their reward would be in heaven.
Okay, so just for everybody listening, I need to let you know, this book is so, so good. It's really good. You, and I'm not making that up. I don't know why I always feel like I need to say that. I feel like I am supposed to say that. So when I actually say it from my heart, I feel the need to qualify it, but maybe I shouldn't. Anyway, at the end of every chapter is tied up so well with a lesson that actually is impactful. And it makes me go, oh my gosh, yes, I think that I can apply that to my life in this situation. I don't know. It's just really good.
Thank you. You're like the first person to read the book and give me feedback, like a friend of mine to read the book. I've obviously had an editor.
Wouldn't that be funny? I wrote it, emailed it to Zondervan, and they printed it.
They printed it. But it's different to have somebody that I actually know read it and give me feedback. So I'm glad that you're enjoying it.
I have all kinds of pages dog-eared, and I'm chapter 4. So I'm like going through it slow, but I really like it. And I've learned a lot about you.
Yeah, you will learn a lot about. Yeah. Tell me, what's one thing you remember?
Okay. So that you have a good memory, I've learned. Like the things that you're remembering, like on a license plate and a sticker. I'm like, I would not have remembered those things. So it makes me nervous about saying things around you because you're going to remember.
That's really funny you say that because I actually feel like I have a terrible memory.
Oh.
I can't remember a movie. Like I'll sit down and watch another, like a movie a second time and not realize I'd seen it till like the very end.
Yes.
But I think as I was like writing and sitting down and taking time, like stories would pop back up into my mind.
That's
you know what
true.
I mean?
That's true. Yeah. I think you just weave it in such a way. I don't know. I'm really enjoying it. So
thank you.
You're welcome.
It comes out May 20th of 20. Wait, when does it come out? May 18th, 2020. Pre-order at. I feel like I need to do like an ad spot now because you like.
You're currently doing it.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I don't even know where to go to pre-order. Amazon, I think. I need to get this down.
Wow. Yeah, that was rusty. That's right. First take.
That was bad.
I don't know when it comes out. I don't know where to get it. But please do a lot of research and order my book. Oh, man. Okay, so do you have any problems that we need to know about real quick? Or do you want to jump right into these other people's problems?
Let's jump into other people's problems and mine will resurface as we go through.
All right. So I don't know if you saw, I don't mean to bring up Katie and I really meant not to.
I love Katie.
Oh, first of all, we have to talk about the...
Can we talk about the prank phone call?
Let's talk about it.
I know that only your Patreon members had access. I had not even heard the other side of the phone call.
Okay.
All I know is that suddenly I have an unknown number calling my phone. It rings half a ring and then like I don't even have a chance to answer it. So was that, did you like call me with a blocked number?
Yes, it's called Sly Dial. Well, hold it. Katie said that you could tell that it was her number.
Yes. So once she left a voicemail, it said Katie Thomas. And I know her last name's not Thomas.
But you don't know it. That's so funny.
No, I didn't know it when I entered it a long time ago. So she's Katie Thomas in my phone with an asterisk. Like, I know this isn't your last name, but okay. I don't know what it is.
Okay.
And so, yeah, it said unknown. But then when the voicemail message dinged up, it said it was from Katie.
Oh.
And I was like, then I listened to it and my heart stopped.
Did you believe it was her? Believed it was Priscilla McAbee?
From Ruggable, who was very upset about my very public shaming of the Ruggable rug on Instagram.
And you believed
and
it?
And I just got very confused for a split second.
Okay.
Because I thought, how did all the wires get crossed and Katie's name get But with this phone call, and then I realized this sounds a lot like, what's her alter ego?
Oh, Yulia.
Yulia. Sounds, it has a faint accent.
That's a whiff of Yulia.
Whiff. Just a small whiff.
What did, do you think about the hashtag she used at the end?
Let me find it. What was it?
Defamation proclamation.
Oh my gosh.
Did you think it was weird that she put a hashtag in an actual voicemail?
Yes. And how did that even happen? Like, oh, yes. Defamation proclamation. Oh my goodness.
Oh man. I've been laughing so hard about that. So the idea was just that we look for things to do. We've prank called people before. We've called in sick to work at jobs we don't have.
Oh my gosh. Anyway.
Anyway, we do ridiculous things. And so then she's like, I think that I need to prank call Rebecca. And so she has a bunch of good ideas. So then she did research how to get right into your voicemail, but then your voicemails were full. So that's when I asked you to empty your voicemails, and then she asked you to empty your voicemails because we needed to get right into your voicemail. But then it all didn't work when it came up as Katie Thomas.
I know. Why did she not want me to answer? She too afraid of talking to me live?
No, because I think that to slide dial, it slides it into your voicemail. So that was the way for you to not know who it was. And you're not going to answer the phone anyway.
I got to do their research.
They do. So that was unfortunate.
Yeah. We'll and you're right. I would not have answered an unknown phone. Like, I wouldn't.
No, you wouldn't have answered.
Mm-mm. I barely listen to my voicemails. That's why my voicemail box has been full for so long.
I know. So you're hard to prank. Way to go. You're prank proof. I want to take a quick break and tell you about a fitness watch I've been having fun with. It's called the Polar Ignite. The Polar Ignite fitness watch gives you a full view of your day and provides guidance to help you achieve a more balanced life. Polar Ignite is thin, it's lightweight, and it makes 24/7 data tracking and analysis of what you're up to with your body a reality. So this watch has a lot of features. It keeps track of your sleep quality. It tells you about the sleep cycles you were in. And then they make it easy to understand all that data by giving you an overall sleep score. The Polar Ignite also gives you suggestions on how to train the following day based on how well you recovered from everything that happened yesterday. It also factors in how well you slept or didn't sleep. This is a great watch for people who don't even know where to start when it comes to working out. The watch actually suggests exercises for you based on how well you recovered. It even has animations to tell you what the exercise that it's telling you to do even means. You can also tell the Polar Ignite how long you have to work out, and it'll adjust the training time accordingly. It also does the other important things, like it'll tell you your GPS location, your heart rate monitoring, and it has breathing exercises to help you calm down when you need to. So if you're in the market for a fitness watch, head to polar.com/momstrugglingwell and check it out. That's polar.com/momstrugglingwell. Okay, so let's get started with these problems.
Let's do it.
All right. So I bring up Katie because we had a would you rather that was, would you rather start every conversation with hey, idiot, or end every sentence with just kidding? And so this first one starts with, hey, idiot. Hey, idiots. Anyway, so what would you rather?
Oh, gosh. I feel it would have... Just kidding. Is there any other answer?
Yeah, because nobody's going to take you seriously if you end every sentence with just kidding. Think about disappointing your kids.
No one's going to be your friend if you call everyone idiot every time you talk.
Well, it's just in the beginning of the sentence, of the conversation.
Oh, just one time?
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'll do that. You convinced me.
Okay. Well, I mean, I don't know that I have an actual... I think I do, hey, idiot.
Yeah. You can say it low.
Yeah. That's what Katie said, just to say just kidding behind her mouth. Behind her hand. Sorry. You can't talk behind your mouth. Okay.
Well, actually, I think you do talk behind your mouth. Right?
Yeah, that is precisely where you do talk.
Right.
In the back of your mouth. Okay. Well, I think we've got a little off track. Let's get back on track. Hey, idiots. I was just listening to your podcast, and my dilemma is, do I continue to homeschool my kids or do I send them to the local school? Do I persevere to
school? Huh? School.
Okay. You haven't even heard the rest of her thing, though.
Move on.
Move on. Do I persevere despite the loneliness? She's making connections slowly. Her son is really shy and introverted. The daughter wants to go to public school, but they're having some beautiful homeschool moments and some ugly yelling ones. And she's just over it. And so she just sends them to go watch TV. Anyway, she's also just moved from America to Australia.
Oh, wow.
Which, that sounds magical. So homeschooling does seem to be getting better. She's struggling well by trying to find the joy in the small things. She says, we've placed a hummingbird feeder in our tree today. While I was doing the dishes, I was thinking, what a waste. These feeders probably don't work. And I looked over to the feeder and I saw a hummingbird. The kids got so excited because there's no hummingbirds back home. So that was a win today. Anyway, I just want to say that you do wonderful podcasts. I love how you keep it real and fun. And God is always in it. Well, today we had some moral lapses. It's fine. Anyway, love you. And then she says, love you guys. Just kidding. April. That's so funny. Okay, so we have this is a multifaceted. It's not just send them to school or not. She's also just moved to another country.
Right.
As someone who's lived in another country and it did not go well, I say send them so that you can get your bearings. Also, what a cool experience for them to have. Going to school in another country. What a way to actually get into the culture.
Yes. Yeah. I loved homeschooling. I love the idea of homeschooling.
I love looking at homeschoolers on Instagram.
I love spending time, loved spending time with my kids in that way. I love public school. And not just because I get a break from the kids. Like, that's not all of it. I have never had, like, we've talked about this before in this podcast, how, like, I've been in such a dry season for community. And there's a group of 7 moms from my kids' new school that we started a Marco Polo group. And we chat all day long on that thing.
I am so happy to hear that.
It has been such a gift, and I didn't realize how lonely I was and how maybe tied to homeschooling that was. Because I think about my parents. My mom made most of her friends through my friends' parents from school, you know, and they're still close today. Not that you can't do that as a homeschooling mom. There are obviously co-ops, and I know a lot of homeschooling moms might say the opposite, that they have the deepest, closest relationships because of homeschooling.
But that's everybody's experience. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think what's important is to not only factor in what's best for your kids when homeschooling, because that's what I did. I did not factor in the fact that I hated it with every cell in my body. And it wasn't going well. And I mean, my daughter hated it too. So we mostly hated it. But I was just thinking of, and sometimes we're operating out of fear of what we're afraid is going to happen if we do send them out. But what I like about not homeschooling is I get to spend time with them doing things we want to do.
Yes. Like the hummingbird, she could still do a hummingbird feeder if her kids go to school. I think that's what I had to realize is the things that I loved about homeschooling, I still get to do with my kids. Oh, and thing she mentioned her son was shy. I was worried about Clara because she's very shy as well, like doesn't want to say hi to people when they say hi to her. She's thriving. She just surprised me. I mean, she has just a few friends, you know. She's probably still very quiet in school, but her teachers sent me different pictures of her like writing on the chalkboard in front of everyone. Or so I'm very surprised. That was a fear that wasn't realized. So
I love that.
Yeah.
That's so good. All right. Well, April, send him to school. The judgment has been handed down. Just kidding. So I heard that Hug Me deodorant by Bloom was voted the best deodorant ever by the New York Post. I wanted to go ahead and check it out for myself, though. So I put it on, went to work, ran around all day with my clients, and I couldn't believe it. I didn't smell even a little bit, and I wasn't all hot and sweaty. This deodorant works really well, which not all natural deodorants do. So how does it work? Hug Me Deodorant by Bloom, and you spell that B-L-U-M-E. It's made with probiotics. Yes, those are not just for yogurt anymore. The probiotics encourage your body to make more of the good bacteria, and as a result, your body makes less of the bad bacteria that actually causes you to have body odor. So regular antiperspirants contain aluminum, which gets absorbed into your bloodstream, and it has been linked to cancer. We don't want any of that. But Hug Me deodorant leaves you with no smell, no sweat stains, and it doesn't just cover up the odor, it just makes the odor not happen. So like I said, it's rated the best deodorant ever, and they stand behind that promise. Hug Me by Bloom keeps you feeling fresh and super huggable. And right now, Mom Struggling Well listeners are going to get 25% off their first stick plus free shipping. Just go to bloom.com/SWP. That's bloom.com/SWP for 25% off your first stick plus free shipping. And if you don't love it and feel amazing when you wear it, return it for a full refund. No questions asked. That's BLUME.com/SWP. So you probably already knew this, but the first 1,000 days of a baby's life, all the way until they're 2 years old, it's been identified as the most important period for their nutrition. But when we look at baby foods, a lot of them are on the shelf, they're really processed, and they've got a lot of sugar. So what we feed our baby in the beginning kind of affects the foods they're going to like in the future, and we want our little kiddos to be as healthy as possible, right? The only problem is, who has time to cook every single meal from scratch? I 100% don't. We're all looking for convenient hacks and shortcuts to give us time back, but we don't want to sacrifice quality, especially when it comes to our kids. Yumi is a new brand that offers parents a better option. You get fresh, nutrient-dense superfoods for your baby. They're made with clean ingredients, and they're shipped right to your doorstep every week. As a busy parent, we all know that it can be hard to find time to cook every meal, so Yumi is going to do it for you. Yumi is a leader in childhood nutrition, and not only do they make baby food, they make snacks and finger foods for toddlers and older kids. Let their nutritionists worry about what foods your kids need for their next upcoming milestones, because it's hard to keep track of everything they need for their healthy brain and physical development as they grow. What's cool is the menu rotates every week, so your child gets a lot of different varieties of textures and flavors. They have more than 70 flavors to choose from. You can even choose a milestone box, which will change based on your child's age and development, or you can customize your own jars based on what your baby prefers. Yumi parents get access to a hotline of nutrition experts and weekly content custom for their child, and they'll even text it to you if that's more convenient. So prices start at just $35 a week, so head to helloyumi.com and enter promo code MSW for $60 off your first month of Yumi. Again, that's helloyumi.com, promo code MSW. Hi, I've got a problem for you, and I'll take all the help I can get. I'm an Enneagram 7, so basically my goal in life is to have fun. That sounds so fun. I wish I could. I wish I was, Rebecca.
We cannot relate to you.
Yeah, we can't relate. Sorry. I have a 5-year-old son who I'm struggling with because he gets so bent out of shape when I tell him he can't do something. Yeah, my daughter, I've been telling her, you need to learn to hear no well. She's like, what does that mean? And so I'm like, exactly. We have some work to do. Okay, so back to the letter. He retaliates with wanting to throw things away. For instance, this morning, I told him he couldn't wear a tie with his t-shirt to school. That's hysterical. And I would probably have let him wear a tie.
I mean, wearing a tie sounds kind of fun.
And I know, come on. It's an Enneagram 7 thing to do to wear a tie to school with your t-shirt. Okay, I told him he could wear the tie tomorrow with a collared shirt. But later in the car, I gave both my kids a $5 bill to buy extras at lunch, like chips or ice cream. That's sweet. He proceeds to crumple it up and say he's going to throw it away because I won't let him wear the dang tie. In the moment, I screamed in anger. I know this was wrong, but I was mad at my ungrateful kid. He knows exactly what to say to set me off, and it works. I don't know how to not let it get to me. What do I do? Help me. This is not fun. Mindy. I'm sorry, Mindy. I know it's not fun. They know how to push your buttons.
They do. Like the only thing they know how to do.
It's true. It's, I mean, if you think about it from their perspective, they have zero power. All that they can do is know how to freak out the people in charge.
That's true. They're like little prisoners.
They really are.
Well, this specific instance, I'm sure this is not the only instance she's had with her sweet little five-year-old, but I feel like I wouldn't have fought that battle. I think he would have looked adorable with a t-shirt and a tie. So this one's hard for me to relate to, but if I can think about a different scenario, maybe.
Yeah, I think the scenario of letting the kids wear what they want to wear, I mean, I think that's a good thing to talk about. We would all love for them to have some sense of style, but they don't. They're going to look like hot messes. My daughter for a while was wearing long sleeve shirts and putting tank tops on top and then wearing pants and then putting shorts on top. It was like she was out. Was it Ross or who was wearing all the Joey put on all of Chandler's clothes or something? I don't remember. That's like what she looked like.
She's very prepared for all weather situations,
I guess. But she thinks it looks amazing and it looks really weird, you know, but she got over that. And my only thing is if it's covered in holes and like food, or like my son likes to wipe his nose on his shirt, that I say, let's not be nasty people, but we can be weird people, just not nasty and dirty.
Yes, I agree.
And now that my daughter is an adolescent, she wants to wear things that are too short or too showy. And that's also a no, but weird, I'm fine with weird.
So would you, because I saw, and you can cut this out if you don't want to talk about it online, but I saw a picture of your daughter on Instagram with like a short shirt on. Would you let her wear what she wants at home?
At home, whatever. Yes. The other day she was wearing like a ball gown. So I'm like, you do you.
That's a great way to allow them to have a style that they want. But just, you can't wear this to school or you can't wear this to church, but you can wear it at home.
Because they're still experimenting with what do they like, what works for them. Like right now, I recently have let my daughter start putting makeup on at home. She just has to take it off when we go out. And the makeup goes away if she gives me a hassle when I say, we're going to Target, take the makeup off. If I get an eye roll, then I also get the makeup. So I really win in that situation.
Nice.
So, yeah. But she hasn't been doing that. So anyway, yeah, I think home is good. And I'm also on the other side. My son was trying to be on student council. And so he had to stand up and give a speech and he wrote it out, but he actually memorized the speech too. So he didn't have to bring it. So I think that's why he won, because he memorized it and nobody else memorized it. However, he also ended it with a joke, which I thought was classy. But I also really was dead to have him add a bow tie to his t-shirt that day just to like come up, put the bow tie on and say the speech, and he wouldn't do it. So, and also here's the deal. They are going to get bent out of shape all the time.
Yeah.
Frankly, we get bent out of shape when we don't get to do what we want to do as well. I do.
Yes.
So this is what I'd say, Mindy. It's really good to practice now not reacting, because it's only going to get, they're going to start pushing buttons that are more intense or differently intense, I think. As my daughter gets older, she brings up stuff that I have feelings about that I didn't even know was like unresolved in my own life. Oh my gosh, it's such a mental thing to raise kids. But so I just have started telling her, I am so happy to talk to you about this when you are ready to be respectful. Mm-hmm. And then just have a sentence that you say. And then just say it 19 times if you need to. And it just helps you stay on, just go on to like a script mode. When you feel yourself start being mad, click on the script and just say that script.
You need to come up with an alter ego like Katie does with Julia.
Yes.
You have to come up with like sweet, I don't know, I haven't thought through this, but I do it. I do the like, oh, I'm so sorry you're not going to get ice cream and cookies at lunch today. You know, like once he threw the $5 back at her, there are times where I have definitely exploded back. But what I wish I would do is just like, oh, bummer. Like, I'm really sad you're not going to get this. It's going to stink that you're going to watch your brother and sister get to eat yummy stuff and you're not going to, you made that choice not to. And then like stick to it.
Yeah, because then they'll be like, oh, no, I want it. Nope.
Like, sorry. Yeah, you made your choice. Another thing that I really like doing that I don't always remember to do is give the kids two choices that both work out in my favor.
Oh, so, good.
I can't think of an exact one for this tie situation, but one that I use a lot is, do you want to go to bed now or in 5 minutes? And they like have, obviously they're going to pick 5 minutes, but that still works out in my favor. So, or do you want to read a book before you brush your teeth or after you brush your teeth? And like things, just two situations, two choices they can choose from that both get what I want done, but they feel like they have control over it.
Yeah, that's good.
Very effective.
And I think like if you have the place where you, if they always freak out in the car, then when you get in the car, just say a prayer and be like, Lord, just help me hold on to my business because I might lose it here. And then just not expecting like being negative, but going, okay, he's probably going to freak out it because this is when he freaks out and this is what I'm going to do. I think revisiting it later when there's a mom, I don't remember, I always think of this phrase, so I'm just going to say it's the idea of when the tides are high, things are intense, and when it's a low tide moment, things are like more chill. Okay. So she says to circle back in a low tide moment, like when things are fine, and just say, hey, so earlier, let's talk about that $5 and how that went and what could you have done different? And then you're teaching them. But in the moment, I'm just learning the wisdom of in the moment, not a whole lot of good happens. There's not a whole lot of good teaching that can happen when he's balling up a $5 bill. He's clearly not thinking well if he's throwing away money.
Right. Goodness. That's stressful, though. Kids. People said they'd be fun.
I know. People are liars. Now we know. Okay, so that's, like, kind of all I have right now.
Shoot, I missed my funny moment opportunity. I was planning on a quarter way through this podcast being like, man, I'm sorry, Emily, I know we're not done yet, but I gotta go. Like, not finishing well, but I just lost it. I just couldn't do it.
Shoot.
I didn't know we were so close to the end already.
I know, I'm sorry. So how are you going to try to finish well this year?
So I am frustrated that the calendar year ends on with Christmas at the end of it. Because I feel like if the calendar year ended on January 30th, or is January end in the 31st? I don't never know these.
It's 31st.
These details.
Do you know the knuckle thing?
I do, but then I'd have to sit here and like.
Well, it's the first knuckle, Rebecca.
I can never remember if the up knuckle is the 30 or the down knuckle is the 30.
Up is 31. It's bigger.
It's bigger. Oh, okay. See, that's all I needed.
It's problem solved.
It's also why I'm not homeschooling, because I'm not qualified.
Okay, so you want it to end on January 31st.
It would be so much easier to finish in a way that felt peaceful and restful. I feel, and this is probably the first year I have felt ragged and crazy at the end of December because my kids are in public school. Those schools go nuts on the last week. They're like, party, craft, send gifts to the teacher, come to the dance, go shake a leg. I don't know about the leg part. That okay, I can't.
Shake a leg, you guys.
Like, we're going to have a fundraiser on the last week of school to raise money for our playground, sell popcorn, do the things. I'm like, this is a lot. This is too much. So it's unfortunate to me that all of that lines up with finishing the year well.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't feel like there's any way to do that.
Yeah, it feels impossible.
Yeah.
Can I help you with that problem, though?
I mean, it's all over, but you can sure
help me. No, but for next year, let me help you. Delete those emails. Don't even read them. If I see that it's from the school, I delete it. Because I know that in my toes, I know in my soul, I am not in a season where I have the margin to do that.
Yeah.
You have four kids. One of them is tiny.
Yeah.
You run a business. Maybe you don't need to shake a leg.
Right. So I did. I mean, I did do the minimum of everything and got it done. And I don't feel...
You feel ragged. You just said.
I feel ragged. I did. But I don't feel like deleting the email is the answer.
It has worked so well for me. It's my favorite.
Yeah.
There are plenty of people who want to do that stuff.
It's true. It's true. And I signed up for like send snacks. I didn't sign up for the plan and do the craft for each kid, you know?
Yeah. And there's probably moms listening who are like, no, I do it because nobody else will do it. And I hate you people. And I'm sorry.
Right.
But right now I can't. And I feel really good about it.
Well, I'm so glad you're finishing well.
I'm thinking to just like mute those emails so I don't even have to do the step of deleting.
Yeah.
The worst.
Just mute all the school emails.
Yeah, that's a good point.
It would be easier to finish well if Christmas wasn't at the end of the year.
It does feel like a big finish that makes you just like, yeah, it's hard. I think New Year's Eve, though, is a fun way to end with a big party.
Birthday.
Well, I mean, just in general, it's a big party to, I'm happy about that because that's not really a stressful holiday.
Yeah, it's true. We don't do anything big for New Year's. Or like New Year's Eve isn't a big deal for our family. It's like a normal night.
Oh.
We're not Enneagram Sevens.
That's true. That's true. No, I'm going to start planning it. I was thinking about it last night. It usually ends up being like an 8-hour thing. And I don't know if I'm up for that this year. Maybe we'll start at like 9.
Go to with your neighborhood?
Yeah, we're usually up till like 1 or 2.
Not us.
It's fine.
8:30 bedtime. You wake up. They don't even know the New Year's changing, you know?
Yeah, that's true. I remember when my kids thought... At the end of the calendar, we all die.
Would you remember when all of America thought that?
Oh, yes.
You know, that was a legit thing. Everyone was freaking out.
They sure were. Where were you?
Were you?
No, I was at home quilting. I was making a quilt.
That's living for the future.
That's true. Or living for when there's no electronic, there's no like heating or clean water. Yeah. I wasn't doing it for that reason, but yeah, that's where I was. Like a really cool 19-year-old home quilting.
We had just moved from California to Illinois and we were living in a hotel. I don't even know what we did, but I remember wondering if everyone was going to be right.
Did you get water? Did you like stock up bread? And
we were just going to be screwed if it happened, but... In the back of my mind, I was like, well, yeah, that makes sense. Like, do the clocks know how to move to, like, all their numbers? I don't know if they know how to move all of their numbers.
Someone teach the clocks. Hurry. That's so funny. All right. I feel like we're done.
All right. Did we finish well?
I feel like...
Did we finish this episode well?
I really hope that we have.
End with a joke, like your son did. She's finding her joke. She has a book. This did not come from her head.
Don't say that. Take that out, Rachel.
Leave it in.
She must really be having her own ethical dilemmas. It's like, well, one of them's my boss, but one of them's way more fun. None of them are good. I don't know why I'm looking for a quality one. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Shirley.
Shirley who?
Shirley, you must know the answer to this simple question. That was dumb. Oh, you know what's so sad? I did this to myself. I bought in this book, and I'm going to have to hear every single one of these.
Yeah, oh, you will.
Oh, man. All right, guys. Thank you for... enduring this conversation.
This whole year, really.
It's true. It's true. We hope that you have a great end of the year. And just delete all the emails of anybody who's asking you to do anything.
Ooh, you always seem to get me smiling. Ooh. what you do, be the change.